Air. I almost named my son after Amelia Earhart. I admire how Earhart is pronounced like the sky she flew in and not the way it looks, like the organ of hearing. At the audiologist, after my sudden deafness, certain words sounded muffled so that here became there and throw with its lightness became stow. Sloping high-frequency loss can initially be mistaken for airplane ear. I hadn't been on a plane. I was still tethered to a bed nursing, although there were many transportive afternoons when it did seem as if we were high above the ground, just the two of us, me and Miles, a word Amelia Earhart must have said all the time. Knowing this, I felt less alone. Our mattress was on the floor. Those days, I only left it to microwave hot dogs or stare briefly at my face in the mirror, my vacant eyes like busted compasses. I caught pneumonia from Miles. The infection permanently damaged the delicate hairs of my left inner ear, but his name is never one I have trouble distinguishing. I've read that children who lose hearing more easily learn concrete words like cloud and nose, but as a mother, I had already fallen in love with abstractions like need and awe.